Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on economic benefits to farmers from PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. The participants are Prabhudat Mishra, agriculture expert, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 19th installment of PM Kisan scheme in Bihar's Bhagalpur today. This comprised a total amount of 22,000 crore rupees transferred to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. PM Kisan is a central scheme that provides 6,000 rupees per year in 3 installments to small and marginal farmers. Agriculture expert Mr. Prabhudat Mishra now joins me to discuss the different aspects of this scheme. Mr. Mishra, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
Mr. Mishra, the agriculture sector provides livelihood to over 42% people in our country, and a large section of those involved are small and marginal farmers. So how crucial is it to provide them financial aid through PM Kisan and address their income security?
For a small farmer having 2 acres of land or 3 acres of land, how can he run his family for 1 year? So the income is very meager. So what they do normally, they depend on other activities. Some people go for work, some people go for some dairy or poultry keeping so that they can increase their income. 6,000 rupees per year is a big sum for them, because if you see the day-to-day labor, 300 rupees maximum they can earn. And it is not that they are daily wager. They do it to supplement their income. So for 365 days, they will be doing maximum 100 or 150 days of work. Otherwise, they do it in their own field. For them, 6,000 rupees help them to purchase seeds, fertilizers, and also some pesticides. Pesticides cost are very high, and it is also necessary. So this 6,000 rupees is definitely a big help for small farmers particularly.
An important feature of PM Kisan and many other government schemes is the direct benefit transfer, or the DBT. How significant is this to ensure transparency and prevent misuse, and at the same time help the small farmers in transitioning from an informal to a formal financial system?
Earlier, Prime Minister today mentioned that the benefits which are now in cash that were not reaching the farmers. Whatever the government was giving, middlemen used to pocket maximum amount from the benefit. Today, he said that 100% of the amount is directly reaching to the beneficiaries. It is a big development which has happened due to technology, and it was not possible earlier because technology was not there. We moved from Aadhaar-enabled, mobile is now available, all these things, and India has adopted technologies. That's why we are going forward, and now people are talking about giving all the benefits through DBT.
In fact, I think saw that the moment Prime Minister pressed the button today, you know, people were looking at their mobile phones to check whether the transfers have reached them or not.
Yeah, this is the curiosity people have.
Another, I would like to share a fact with our listeners at this point. So far, the PM Kisan scheme has benefited more than 11 crore farmers through 18 installments. In the previous installment released on October 5th, 2024, nearly 9.58 crore farmers received direct financial aid. And before we move forward in this discussion, let us hear this report on the PM's program today from Akashvani's Patna correspondent Dharmendra Rai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his dream is to ensure the presence of at least one cuisine of India in every kitchen of the world. The Prime Minister said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products.
Mera to sapna hai कि दुनिया की हर रसोई में भारत के किसान का उगाया कोई न कोई उत्पाद होना ही चाहिए। इस वर्ष के बजट ने भी इसी विजन को आगे बढ़ाया है।
after releasing the financial assistance to farmers under the PM Kisan scheme at Bhagalpur, the Prime Minister said promotion of makhana is also such an initiative in this direction. He said after the constitution of makhana board, export will increase in the global market and growers will get help in production, value addition and marketing. He said Eastern India has a huge potential in food processing, so we are going to establish NIFTEM in Bihar. The Prime Minister said the rise of India will take place from the east and Bihar will be robust pillar of developed east. The Prime Minister also announced three new center of excellences in Bihar at Bhagalpur, Munger and Buxar to promote mango, tomato, onion and potato. Mr. Modi also announced the formation of 10,000 farmers producer organization. He said it can enhance the income of farmers amazingly, and 30 lakh farmers have so far joined FPO across the country.
Mr. Mishra, the Prime Minister today also inaugurated the FPO or the Farmer Producer Organization in Khagaria. What is this organization and what is the significance of these such organizations in promoting agriculture and farmers' welfare?
Prime Minister mentioned that the government has achieved the 10,000 FPOs that were targeted to be created before March 31st, 2025. So before the target date, they have achieved to create 10,000 FPOs. It is a big number. Normally, such targets are missed. We have seen in many schemes, targets are missed. Then when targets are missed, the deadline is extended. Here, before the deadline, they have achieved the target. And it was successful. I must thank some bureaucrats in the agriculture ministry who work day and night to ensure that we achieve the target before the deadline.
The Prime Minister also spoke about how he wants an Indian food item in every plate around the world. So this ties in very nicely with some of the first-time exports that India has achieved, agri exports in over the last few years, be it the figs from Maharashtra, be it the jackfruit from Tripura or many such items. So how are such initiatives opening up new avenues of income for the farmers and putting India on the global food map?
Today, Prime Minister mentioned that his vision is to see that every food plate should have one item of Indian product, not in India. He was referring to the whole world. So people outside India should have at least one item. That is the vision he has today announced. And for that, India needs to do a lot of work to expand the export basket. And he mentioned today also that there are several products from India which have been exported for the first time to anywhere in the world. And we have seen reports recently in media also about how India has diversified to different markets and also focusing on taking very unique products from India, GI products from India. True. To people in London, for example, or US, they were not aware of it earlier.
I want to get back to the FPO once again. Do you think that such organizations, because we're talking about India, a large section of the farmers are small and marginal farmers. So when they become associated with an organization such as a farmer producer organization, it gives them more collectively more bargaining power and bigger reach to the market.
FPO's role are very essential in this kind of situation now, because in the agriculture marketing, small farmers do not have a voice to bargain with the traders. If you go to a mandi, you can see that a farmer is sitting with his crop there. 7 or 8 buyers or buyer traders representatives who are coming in group. They bargain with a single farmer, and in that place he has to take a decision whether he will sell at the price which the traders are asking or he will not sell. So what are the options left? If he does not agree to that, he has to take the produce back to his village. It will lead to further cost. transportation cost, and also it is a really big problem for him. They need immediate money. So farmers do not have a bargaining power at the mandi level. Now whole idea of formation of FPO is to make them organize in a group so that they can directly negotiate the price with the buyer. And ideally the buyer should come to the farmers. So states have to play a big role in the years to come. They need to facilitate that every FPOs are declared as deemed market. So farmers need not have to go to a mandi. They can directly sell from the FPO's office premises. And traders should come there. Then only we can see the negotiating power of the farmers to increase.
Now, apart from releasing the funds through PM Kisan, the Prime Minister also spoke about many issues related to agriculture and farmers. What, according to you, were the major highlights of that particular address?
He talked about dairy sector, for instance, because Motihari, he today also announced Center of Excellence to Develop Indigenous Breed. And also he talked about how women farmers are benefiting from milk revolution. India has been able to increase the milk production from 14 crore ton 10 years back to 24 crore ton now, and how Bihar farmers in particular are earning 3,000 crore every year from selling milk to organized dairy cooperative. And dairy sector has big potential. It is still highly unorganized. So cooperatives are developing. They are further progressing with expansion. And probably in the next few years, we can see that the cooperatives can further expand to other states also, and they also are trying to compete among themselves. It is a very healthy sign. It is not that cooperatives should have a monopoly like private sector. So we are creating this kind of an atmosphere. It is good, and farmers are definitely going to benefit in the long run.
There was a mention of the Makhana Board also, because that is coming up as a superfood nowadays, and Bihar is the leading producer of that particular food.
Hopefully, budget has announced, we have seen Finance Minister right. Nirmala Sitharaman announced about this, creating this Makhana Board, and Bihar is known for producing makhana. And yesterday only, the Agriculture Minister was in Bihar talking right. to the makhana farmers. He went inside the pond and himself saw how makhana is grown there right. and how farmers are doing all these things. And Prime Minister also said that he wants to see that makhana should be promoted outside India right. as a superfood.
The government has prioritized agriculture and the welfare of farmers in the last decade. Schemes such as the Fasal Bima Yojana, the PM Kisan Mandhan Yojana, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, or PM Krishi Sichai Yojana, and initiatives such as the Soil Health Card, or if we talk about providing farmers with high quality seeds and fertilizers at affordable prices. If we look at all these together, how are such initiatives ensuring not only India's food security, but also farmers' welfare and boosting our agri exports as well?
There are two, three aspects here. Fasal Bima Yojana is to ensure that farmers' income are intact. So whenever there is some natural calamities happen, or due to some pest attack or something, if the crop is damaged, the yield goes down. What are the options farmers have? Earlier, farmers did not have any option but to depend on government announcing some compensation. And government has limitations. It can't pay beyond a certain amount. Now that this crop insurance scheme has announced, the farmers' premium are being subsidized. So it is only 2%, 3% of the total insured amount. If 100 rupees is insured, yes. farmers are paying only 2 rupees as premium. So the remaining 8 or 10 rupees is shared by the government, 50-50 partnership with state government. So it is protecting the farmers' income. Whereas to increase the income, farmers need better market, which exports definitely can provide them. India has been trying to expand its export basket. There are many products now going to other countries. And recently, a young boy from near Ambala, he's from Punjab, he was able to export popcorn to South Korea. It was really interesting that how Indians, young people are trying to expand their basket. No one ever imagined that popcorn can also be exported right. to South Korea. But this is the way opportunities are very, very vast.
Mr. Mishra, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and talking to us on this important topic.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on economic benefits to farmers from PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. The participants were Prabhudat Mishra, agriculture expert, and Anubha Rodki, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.